Of course I'll call you. I'll call you every single day. Sometimes more than that. I wish I didn't have to go back to my mom's place. It's not just her. It's my prissy private school and everyone in it. It's the city and the traffic and the crowds. I'm gonna miss the salty air and the waves. But most of all, I'm gonna miss you. It's criminal that I only get to see you during the summer. Funnily enough, the only thing that's truly ever bothered me about my parents' divorce is how I only get to be back here for the summer. I'm grateful for that, though. I've had the best 3 months of my life. Really? You're not just saying that? So, what were your top 3 favorite moments? Yeah, like if there were a highlight reel of our summer together, what memories would play back? Okay, I'll go first. All of the late night drives with the windows down. When we went swimming at 1 a.m. and I thought a shark was attacking me, but it turned out to be seaweed. Not my proudest moment, and yet still a fond memory. And last but not least, getting ice cream and watching the fireworks from the rooftop. So many memories that I will be replaying over and over and over. I will. The only thing that will get me through this semester is thinking of this very moment. Here with you, walking on the beach, listening to the waves. Here's an idea. We take my dad's boat out, we conveniently get lost at sea, and then I'll never have to leave. Okay, well, that's at least a little bit tempting, right? I just need more time, you know? I'm not ready yet for summer to be over. There's still so many things I wanted to do. Well, I really wanted to build a sandcastle. Yeah. Like when we were kids. And not just some small, boring excuse for a sandcastle. I'm talking like a sandcastle. With pillars and windows and a drawbridge and a moat. And I wanted to have a beach bonfire with s'mores. And I wanted to say something. It would be sort of pointless now, with me leaving tomorrow. Forget it. I shouldn't have brought it up. It's not even a big deal, really. Okay, you're right. There's nothing more annoying than saying I have something to tell you and then not saying it. It's hard to say. Mostly because I don't know what you will say. And if I tell you, I'm afraid that we'll never have another summer like this. But if I don't tell you, I'm afraid that I'll live the rest of my life wondering what would have happened if I did. I should just tell you now, huh? How did you know I was gonna say that? Was it that obvious? Then why did you let me keep rambling like an idiot? You should have cut me off sooner. Now I'll have to go to sleep tonight thinking over everything I said and thinking how I should have worded it differently or said. Thank you. What happens now, though? I mean, I still have to go back to my mom's tomorrow. The next time I see you will be next year. I feel like it's unfair of me to drop the bomb on you right before I leave. You can't wait for me. Calling isn't the same, you know that. You know, never mind. Let's not think about it right now. Let's build a sandcastle. Yeah, why not? With a moat. The moat is very important. Don't forget the moat. We don't need shovels. All we need are our hands and a spark of creativity. What do you say? Are you in? Well, it's not that bad. Yeah, no, you're right. It sucks. It's because we didn't have any shovels. The drawbridge looks like it's about to crumble any second. It was a good effort, but I think it's time for us to accept defeat and move on. Let's hope the tide rolls in and destroys it. What? It's embarrassing. It's shameful. People are gonna come to this beach in the morning and laugh at it. The poor sandcastle is better off having never existed in the first place. Okay, I didn't mean you should kick it down. But that's not a bad idea. Ouch, hey, you got sand in my eyes. It burns. No, actually, I can't see anything. You've blinded me for life. I'm going down. No, I am. I'm lying down. My eyes are feeling better now, yeah. No thanks to you. That is a lot of stars up there. You couldn't even count them if you tried. Isn't it comforting to know that even though we'll be miles and miles apart, we'll still be looking at the same sky? I don't know, maybe that's cheesy. But it's nice. It makes the world feel a little smaller. Promise you won't forget me, okay? I don't mean forget. Just the kind of forget where I sometimes pop into your head and you think, oh hey, been a while since I've seen her. I don't want to fade out of your life to the point that I'm just an occasional phone call. Do you promise?